We wanted to build, you know, a product affordable for the, you know, Honda Acura community to make, you know, Civic Integras and a bunch of other chassis from front wheel drive to all wheel drive, but now also dabbling in parts that, you know, anybody can
it's
use.
Your dude Jay from Wolfpack, and welcome back to another episode of Performance Talk, where I bring the industry to you and some motivation too. So look, you never know where you're going to find performance. It could be in a garage, it could be at the track, or just in the studio. But either way it goes, we're going to get you where you need to go. So let's get on with the show. It's your boy Jay from Wolfpack. Today we have the first of many episodes to come, Performance Talk. We're going to be talking with S1 Built. If you're not familiar, I'm going to give my brief synopsis on what they do and who they are. But basically, S1 Built is a company that supplies all-wheel drive conversion kits for Honda and Acura. All right, so there, I'm going to have Chad on in a moment, and he's going to talk about what they do as a company, what they offer as a company. So it's going to be time to get knowledge from S1 Built themselves about what they actually do. Hopefully they'll be on soon. I did tell them 3 p.m. With his presence and his knowledge about the all-wheel drive conversion kits for these Hondas and these Acuras. So as soon as he logs on right here, we're going to get this thing started. So you're going to Honda Day.
Yeah, we're about to leave probably within the next 2 or 3 hours to go to Maryland.
Okay, bet. So I tell you what, let's get this started so we don't hold you up, because I know how packing for a show can be. That shit can be like total chaos.
You know, you don't want to leave your
thing. You got a trailer to load up, all types of stuff.
Yeah, we don't want to. It's chaos in here right now, yeah. You don't even want to see the camera turned around.
You want to hide some of that. Put that shit in the corner.
Yeah, that's why I got the nice little diff mount up here in the background. Yeah.
So let me ask you this, Chad. So S1, tell people, I'm pretty sure a lot of people know about you, but for those who may join us that don't really know about S1 Built, which is, it should be a sin if you don't know and you're in the game. What do you all offer, and what is the inspiration behind your product being offered to basically Civic and Integras?
So basically, we wanted to build, you know, a product affordable for the, you know, Honda Acura community to make, you know, Civic Integras and a bunch of other chassis from front wheel drive to all wheel drive, but now also dabbling in parts that, you know, anybody can use in other applications, front wheel drive and stuff like that. But the main interest from the beginning was to get as many chassis as we could, you know, all-wheel drive kits available for them.
Okay. So, I did hear affordable.
Yes.
Okay. So, with that being said, I know from building this car and other cars, anytime you dabble into fabrication and you get into changing stuff and making things really what wasn't from the manufacturer, things tend to change. Additional parts have to be made. So when somebody buys a kit, I'm pretty sure it's not like a wham-bam thing. Is there anything else they have to get outside of S1 in order to install the kit on a Civic or Integra?
Yeah, there's a couple things that let other people do. Like, you know, we're not really touching so many transmission stuff. So, like, basically, you got a kit. You know, say you got a full all-wheel drive kit. You know, you tend to just, you know, want to have a transmission. You know, we do have the diffs available when we have them, and we have drive shafts available when we have them, but that stuff is, it's not always readily available. Like, we can't guarantee that you're going to buy that and it's going to be in stock every time. But mainly, you know, mainly the thing that we would like people to have themselves is kind of locate transmissions and stuff like that. Because, you know, if you have your transmission, your diff, your drive shaft, you got, you know, the main parts. Everything else is just putting those pieces on the car.
Okay. So when it comes to the trans, what do you think is the best option for that?
I mean, everyone's using the CRV or Element transmissions. That's it. 4K or B series. That's pretty much our only options.
Okay. Now, so everything else you pretty much supply. They will need to locate their own transmission. Now, the drive shaft, are you all offering that? Is that also something else they need to do?
Yeah, Yeah, so we offer the drive shaft. See, we do offer the transmissions too, but it's more on like a call basis. It's not stuff that's like on our website. You know, we try to do everything, but it's hard to keep up with having everything in stock, ready to ship, stuff like that. So, you know, some things like people are like, "Hey, can you get these for me?" Like, we
I
can, but
got
you got to
you.
be, you know, you have to be patient because it's not something
They're just
that's
readily
very
available.
easy to get. Yeah, they're not readily available. Like, we have some connects through sponsorships and stuff that we can find, you know, transmissions and diffs, drive shafts. But yeah, something like that is basically like, you know, you would contact some stuff we have on the website as well.
Got you. Man, I can honestly say what brought my attention to S1 really wasn't the kit, more so the integrity that I saw displayed one time. You all had an issue some months back, and I think it was last year, with a design issue. And the issue was really not even important. What was important is the fact that you all actually got on a live and took responsibility for the issue and actually held accountability to make sure that the customer was taken care of on top of whatever transpired. And I just want to say, integrity like that in people alone is something that you don't find. But as far as a company like getting in front of it and taking a full-on blast that, yo, we messed up and we're fixing it, and we're also going to fix what was messed up on your end. I think that was like, I got to commend that as far as a company, man. That was big time shit for
Of
me to
course.
see you all
Of
do.
course. I actually have one here himself. If you want to kind of go over that a little bit, that whole ordeal a tiny bit, if that's cool with you.
Yeah, so I think what it was is there was a OD or ID difference in the hub that was being sent out, and the hub actually ended up coming dislodged from the actual assembly, or it was a hole issue, something was not correct.
It's actually we actually found out that a lot of that wasn't true after we took the blame for stuff. But there's more I can get. He's better with kind of describing that because he went through figuring it out. You know, we actually had to
Yeah.
go.
Hey, yes, that's the guy right there. Yeah, you're kind of breaking up where you are right now, but yes, what's going on, man?
Pretty good. Yeah, I was trying to load everything up and all that. But I was just overheard what you guys were just talking about it. But I just wanted to a little bit, and actually what really happened with those arms and all that. The fact was, yeah, we took the blame
Okay, well,
because we didn't
first,
want
I
to
gotta say
we
this. I gotta say this. I was really commending you because you were the one on the video for jumping ahead of that and taking responsibility. I gotta tell you that that is some integrity type personality and character traits, man. So I commend you for that.
Yeah, thank you. And that's what I said. We're not going to blame nobody else because, we didn't know what the truth was and all that, but we kind of knew what was going on. But there's actually more to it, to the story, than the whole thing. And I'm not going to sit out here and back. I mean, if you really understood, if we actually came out, because I actually thought about just doing a video and explaining there was no way that it happened the way it is. But we're like, you know what? Just let that
Got you.
go. It's not even worth it. Nobody bought
Got you.
going out. But we wish that the person could have been honest with it, because we gave them a lot. We helped them out, this and that. In the long run, we kind of got bashed for it. So, but
Got
it is
you.
what it is,
Got you.
So, but yeah, there's more to it. It was never, put it this way, it was never the arms. It was insulation here, and it was you here. They broke it, something else. So we have videos. We actually have videos that it never broke the way that they said it did, and all that. You can see it in the videos and all that. But it's like I said, we're not gonna go back on it. I know
Yeah,
we got bashed on it.
definitely. It's
So
no reason to
yeah.
go back on it. I wasn't even worried about too much of the failure as much as I was the fact of
Yeah,
seeing
yeah.
a company actually take responsibility off like that. You don't even find a character trait in people that want to take responsibility for something versus
Yeah.
shifting the blame. So I was just commending you all, period. So I definitely
Oh,
appreciated
thank
the
you.
little
Thanks.
bit of elaboration that you did on that.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, this entire episode did not go as planned, but you always have to have a plan. S1 Built had horrible connection towards the end of this podcast, so we had to cut it short because I didn't want to punish you with horrible audio, all right? We will be growing, the audio will get better, and these episodes will get better. So I want to thank and appreciate you all for joining the podcast family. Don't forget, we will be here Saturdays at noon for fresh episodes for you to listen to and grow to. If you want to see the audio and the visual experience, you can head over to the Instagram page, Wolfpack Performance, where we go live Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. So like I always say, be safe and just build it. Peace.